Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 23rd, 2020. And I hope you were on board last week. We got really lucky. Horses cooperated. We had two winners on top from the four races, four winners in the top two, two pick threes, three doubles, a couple exactas, a lot of fun. No big prices, but lots of cashing, which I'm hoping to do again this week. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, with racing picking up. If you don't have a really good legal betting site you like online, go to amwager.com. It's legal in most states and covers most tracks with lots of perks for the better. You can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Racing Bets blog, by going to amwager.com, clicking on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog, also via How to Bet. We're going to start with race four at Santa Anita. We had so much luck last week at Santa Anita. We're going to go right back. Race four at Santa Anita, post 507 Eastern, 207 Pacific. And just wonderfully starts out a decent sequence. We're going to cover five races quickly here. This decent sequence includes two stakes. And she opens at 5-1. Even if Tis Wonderfully goes to post at half those odds, she's a key bet on the day as she sticks out. Not only does she lead the field in career wins with four in just 10 races, she just beat Open, which is non-restricted claimers. So this move into Calbred allowance is not a raising class. Her last race, 95 Equibase Speed Figure, earned at this distance over the track, tops the field, and she's got the ability to win on the lead or from off the pace. In race four at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 23rd, with a post of 507 Eastern, 207 Pacific, bet Tis Wonderfully at odds of 8-5 or more. Exacta, Tis Wonderfully over, Scarlet Heat, Perfect Ice Storm, Charming Slough, and Tis a Master. And like last week, we'll play doubles and pick threes. The pick three in race four, Tis Wonderfully. In race five, Stubbins, Murad Khan, Sistron, Wildman Jack, and a Texas Wedge. And in race six, Midnight Garden. Very cheap ticket. Also play doubles from race four to five. Moving on to race five, that is the Daytona Stakes on Saturday, May 23rd at Santa Anita, post of 5:39 Eastern, 2:39 Pacific. And the key to making money in this race isn't who's going to win, but who will provide the best profit. There are five with about the same probability to win, only one worth betting on to win and or in exactas. And that is Murad Khan, who opens at 10-1. Beaten a length and a quarter by Sistron in the identical San Simeon Stakes on March 21, Murad Khan had run huge in his first start of the trip prior to that on February 23rd. That big win came right after the claim by Doug O'Neill, who happens to settle three in this race of the seven. And Murad Khan earned a 106 figure, which actually he improved upon to 108 in the San Simeon, even though he was third. Flavian Pratt rode him to that win, but Bayrano, who's out of town, rode him the San Simeon. And I'm not concerned a bit about jockey change to Abel Cedillo, as he's proven to be a hustler and one of the top jockeys in the colony. Stubbins, Sistron, Wildman, Jack, and Texas Wedge, who were mentioned in race four for the pick three and doubles, all are proven stakes winners, and none have knocks, except for their starting odds of 3-1 or less. In race five at Santa Anita, the Daytona Stakes on Saturday, May 23rd, with a post of 5:39 Eastern, 2:39 Pacific, bet Murad Khan to win at 3-1. For the exacta, Murad Khan over Stubbins, Sistron, Wildman Jack, and Texas Wedge, then play the opposite of that in case he comes in second. Stubbins, Sistron, Wildman Jack, and Texas Wedge over Murad Khan. Pick three, race five, Stubbins, Murad Khan, Sistron, Wildman Jack, Texas Wedge. Race 6, Midnight Garden. Race 7, Sugar Pickle and Biddy Duke. You could also play the doubles. Race 6 at Santa Anita with a post of 6:12 Eastern, 3:12 Pacific. Midnight Garden sticks out in this claiming race. Fillies and mares have never won two. Most of them have multiple losses to go along with the one win, and Midnight Garden won in her debut with a big rally from 6th of 8 to draw off. She's been off 2 months since, but she fired fresh once. Can do it again. And that win with a 73 Equibase Speed Figure, likely to be improved upon her second career start, is already the best last figure in the field. In race 6 at Santa Anita, with a post of 6:12 Eastern, 3:12 Pacific, on Saturday, May 23rd, Midnight Garden, a win bet, 8-5 or better. couple pick threes here because we got a single. Midnight Garden in race 6. Sugar Pickle and Biddy Duke in race 7. Desert Stone, Multiplier, United, and Originaire in race 8. In ticket 2, Midnight Garden in race 6. Sugar Pickle and Biddy Duke in race 7. United and Originaire only in race 8. And again, you can play doubles. Moving on, race 7, Santa Anita Post, 6:45 Eastern, 3:45 Pacific. Biddy Duke and Sugar Pickle combined have a significant amount of probability to win in this field of 9. Biddy Duke needs the lead to win and has gotten what she wants 4 times in her 13 career starts, which is qualified in one of those. All 3 in which she wasn't as qualified came at this identical 5.5 for a long trip she loves. She's faster early than the other speed, and she should take them out of their game. That leaves just Sugar Pickle, the best closer in the field, to hold off late. Sugar Pickle won at this trip in her first career start last December, then ran in 2 turf routes and badly. She won fresh, moving back to dirt, moving back to distance of the win. The pace may be in her favor. She gets the rail. She can save ground as the stalkers sit behind Biddy Duke and fall back. She can just tip off the rail slightly and get up. In race 7, Santa Anita Post, 6:45 Eastern, 3:45 Pacific on Saturday, May 23rd. Win bets, Biddy Duke and Sugar Pickle at 2-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool. Do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best value. Amway just got one for free. And a Dutching tool allows you to enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, the calculation is done for you. For the exacta, box Biddy Duke and Sugar Pickle. And doubles, if you want to press, in race 7, Sugar Pickle and Biddy Duke. In race 8, Desert Stone, Multiplier, United, and Originaire. And don't forget, you can get the written version of this Key Races Bets podcast, which is called the Key Races Bets blog, free at amwager.com, amwager.com. While you're there, if you're not a member, please check them out. They have a lot of great perks, tools for the better, like the Dutching tool I talked about, and are legal in most states and carry most tracks. Moving on to race 8 at Santa Anita, post of 7:18 Eastern, 4:18 Pacific. This is the Charles Whittingham Stakes. United, who opens as the 6-5 favorite, is a very nice horse who nearly won the Breeders' Cup turf last fall and who enters the race off a win in the identical 10 furlong Grade 2 San Marcos Stakes in February. He fires fresh, Pratt rides back, has no knocks. Originaire doesn't have the stakes winning credentials of United, but he's been close. First, when beaten a neck in last summer's Del Mar Derby at 9 furlongs on turf, then went second in the Grade 1 Mathis Brothers Mile in December. Although Originaire has never run 10 furlongs, there's little doubt, based on his breeding, to get the trip, as this Irish-bred colt by Zoffany out of a pivotal mare screams distance on grass. His last race, February 29th, tipped his hand as he stormed home from last of 8 on the turn to win away by 5, getting the last furlong in just over 11 seconds. The 125 Equibase speed figure of that field is better than the 118 United earned in the San Marcos. And with Originaire opening at 5-2, he's probably going to be the better bet of the two as a win bet. Desert Stone with an 8-1 morning line and Multiplier with a 10-1 morning line are not without a chance, and for exotics, we'll use them to split the favorites. There's no point in putting the favorites 1-2 in an exact or trifecta. Desert Stone won the Grade 2 San Gabriel in January at 9 furlongs on the course with a 107 figure and was beaten narrowly in the 2018 Mathis Brothers Mile, the same race Originaire finished second in this past December. Multiplier has run deceptively good on turf and on dirt, and he's earned close to $500,000. One example is when he nearly posted the 33-1 upset in the San Diego Handicap in March at this 10 furlong trip on dirt. I got little interest in the other favorite, Rock Emperor, opening at 5-2. He ships west for Chad Brown, and our Red Ortiz Jr. is named Rye. But his 3 U.S. starts have been trouble-free, can't find a trouble or an excuse, and he's not shown anything to make me believe he can win. I'm not sure why he's 5-2. In the Charles Whittingham Stakes, race 8 at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 23rd, with a post of 7:18 Eastern, 4:18 Pacific. Originaire can be bet at 9-5 or better. And you could make a small bet on Desert Stone or Multiplier at 5-1 or more. The trifecta has value over the exactas. That's the trifecta. 2 tickets here. United and Originaire over. Desert Stone and Multiplier. Again, we're splitting the favorites. Over. United, Originaire, Desert Stone, and Multiplier. The other trifecta is Desert Stone and Multiplier over United, Originaire, Desert Stone, and Multiplier over United, Originaire, Desert Stone, and Multiplier. There's no point in worrying about splitting the favorites if one of the two higher odds horses win. The first trifecta with United and Originaire on top is the one you should play for a heavier amount because that's the most logical one to come in and just have to hope that United and Originaire run first and third. I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Check out amwager.com and sign up to be a member. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.